Welcome to the PeaceWorks Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Moles. I'm a pastor and biblical counselor who helps churches and families confront the evil of domestic violence and promote healthy, God-honoring relationships. Welcome back to the PeaceWorks Podcast, everyone. On today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about our conference, PeaceWorks Live, in 2024. And so we'll just jump right into the content instead of giving you a quick commercial about some of the things that we do at PeaceWorks. We're going to spend this episode giving you a little insight into PeaceWorks Live. So PeaceWorks Live is an annual event for us. This will be our fourth event in the PeaceWorks Live series. Our first event was an online virtual conference that you can still find in our store. Our second event was a Menapeace facilitator training with a limited seating of 50 people. Our third was a dual training with PeaceWorks, Menapeace facilitator training and trauma-informed victim care. Our fourth was a pastor-specific training last year, and I misspoke. This is our fifth year, if you include the virtual one. And this year, we're returning to our roots a little bit and are really excited to offer a multiple-track training this year. So today's podcast is just going to be an introduction to PeaceWorks Live, and I wanted to have this here because at the time of this recording, there's still an opportunity to take advantage of early bird pricing. It's actually going to end this week. So early bird pricing for live seats for live and in person ends this coming week. So if you are hearing this live and in real time, you really want to take advantage of the early bird pricing. So let me talk to you a little bit about why PeaceWorks Live and then what it is. So initially, when PeaceWorks really started to be formed as a ministry concept, I had initially an aversion toward hosting our own conference. That was kind of a common process for a lot of my peers, for individuals in the kind of the biblical counseling circles, is that was really your big event was a conference that kind of focused in on certain material. And I had an aversion to that, to be quite honest. I really wanted to provide direct services, products, things that were really going to help the church and help individuals. And yet there were more and more interest in the intersection of biblical counseling and church-based care and domestic abuse. And so that's when we really decided to try the virtual event, which we filmed ahead of time as kind of a test run. And then the following year realized that there was a need, there was a niche, there was a place in which we could really help the church by hosting our own event. And that's when the conversation with my buddy Greg Wilson really began to solidify the need for Menapeace facilitator training. And that has been a kind of an evolving training, and we've done it at several places now. And it is, in our opinion, kind of our primary training that we offer, knowing that the church is ill-equipped in the area of domestic abuse intervention and prevention, that in particular, the area where the church is, and really the culture for that matter, most in need of help is in working with perpetrators. And so that's where Greg and I began to formulate the Men of Peace track and delivered that to our first live conference a few years ago. And we limited the number of seats, and this is important. We limited it to 50 people, and we sold out pretty quickly. The following year, when we added the trauma-informed track, we limited it to 100 seats, and we sold out pretty quickly. So fast forward to this year, we wanted to really, again, go back to our roots and offer what is, in our opinion, the most comprehensive, the most robust training on domestic abuse from a biblical counseling perspective that has probably ever been held. And we wanted to do that with voices and counselors and case wisdom that was really going to make a difference in the local church. And so this year, we have established three tracks that are going to be live and in person. We have one bonus track, bonus material that's going to be issued via video, and four plenary sessions, which is, again, a first for Peaceworks Live. So let's walk through just the content and the conference a little bit so you podcast listeners are familiar with what's happening. So on October 10th and 11th of 2024, so October 10th and 11th, 2024, at Winfield Baptist Church in Winfield, West Virginia, Peaceworks Live 2024 is going to take place. The plenaries, there are going to be four of them. They are going to be led by myself, Darby Strickland, and Jeremy Pierre. So for those of you who, most folks are in the loop, but just in case you're not aware, Darby Strickland is a great friend of Peaceworks, and she is the author of probably the best book on the topic. It's called Is It Abuse? And it is a fantastic book that is kind of widespread in our circles. Darby is a staff member and a counselor with the Christian Counseling and Education Foundation, widely respected in our field. And she's going to be in our plenary sessions talking about a theology of suffering and domestic abuse. Jeremy Pierre is another plenary speaker, and he's going to be addressing more theological issues. All of our plenaries are on theology this year. You may know Jeremy as his role at Southern Seminary and the Billy Graham School. You might know him through counseling books and counseling conferences in the past. Or in our world, you may know him as the co-author of When Home Hurts. It's a fantastic book I think every church leader should read. And Jeremy is also featured in the IBCD observation videos on domestic abuse, along with myself. And so Jeremy is, in some ways, our resident theologian. He is very respected in the field, and we're so excited that he's going to be joining the plenaries as well, teaching us on a theology of authority, and then also an overview of a theology of domestic abuse. So those are the three of the four plenary sessions. The fourth is going to be myself. I'll be wrapping up the plenary sessions, talking about a theology of peace and the gospel of peace and that intersection between gospel-centered biblical peace and domestic abuse. This year in the plenaries, along with that team of speakers, which I think is going to be a fantastic team, and I think those plenaries are going to be off the charts. We're going to be led in worship by a like-minded counselor and a tremendously credentialed worship leader, and that's our friend Adam Westlake. Adam is a biblical counselor. He has been connected to our group through a variety of folks, such as Jeremy Pierre, Greg Wilson, and myself, and others. And Adam is a member of the Worship Initiative, also has worked with Shane and Shane and some other artists. But most importantly, I think, is his love for the Lord, his love for discipling people with the arts, and also his love for biblical counseling. So this year, Peaceworks Live, our plenary sessions are going to include a significant time of praise and worship, along with theological conversations about domestic abuse. I'm excited about every track, I think. I'm excited about every session. But the plenaries are the ones that I think are going to be maybe some fuel to the fire. If you've been part of Peaceworks Live, you know our community is rich. You know there's a genuine love in our community. There's definitely a real benefit to us being together and kind of breathing a sigh of relief that we're in a safe place. But adding the dynamic of corporate worship along with our love for theology and seeing its seeing it as informative to our practice is going to be tremendous. The tracks that we'll be offering, these are all kind of in breakout format, and you have to sign up for a specific track because there's limited seating in each track. I mentioned earlier we are going to be resurrecting, bringing back the Men of Peace facilitator track. Right now, the seating limitation is 30 for that track. It is a lab-based track, so it's very practical. It has also never been recorded because of confidentiality and some of the in-depth work that we do in that track. And so it's, you can only receive it live and in person. And our hope is following this year's track, you're going to receive resources, instruction, and help on forming your own Men of Peace groups if you want to in your local church, working alongside our digital curriculum and other resources to help men move from abusive behavior into godly behavior and choices. So that'll be led by Greg Wilson and myself. And again, very limited. So if you are forming a team, considering coming to Peaceworks Live, and you have some men and women who you think would be very well suited to lead men's groups on the topic of abuse, confrontational ministry, accountability, education, you want to sign up early for that particular track. We're also bringing back our trauma-informed care track. This is a fan favorite, and we are bringing back our friends Beth Broom and Melissa Affolter. So you may know Beth as a contributor on our most recent book, Caring for Families Caught in Domestic Abuse. She wrote our chapter on trauma, and you may also know her from the Christian Trauma Healing Network. And we are so thankful to have Beth return as one of our track leaders, along with her partner, Melissa, who is a counselor for Fieldstone Counseling, and in our world is well known for her work in what's called Restoried and Restoried Groups, which is a group-based post-traumatic opportunity that we have been promoting for years and are excited to offer glimpses into through this track. So this track also has limited seating. I believe our seating limitation for that track is 70. It is somewhat information-based, but it's also got some lab-type work in it that we are restructuring right now to fit our time frame. But it has always, it has received rave reviews. These are very skilled counselors and individuals that want to train you on a biblical approach to trauma, both complex trauma and post-traumatic effects regarding abuse. So once again, really excited about our friends participating in that track. Track three is the largest one. We have a seating capacity for 100 people right now in that track, and it is our Biblical Counseling and Domestic Abuse track. All the years that we've been offering training and equipping and services, one of the things that we have been asked over and over and over is, how does this look in practice with traditional biblical counseling? And so what we're doing this year is we've assembled, I think, a dream team of biblical counselors from a wider population of the biblical counseling movement to help us understand some of those key elements and conditions and procedures in biblical counseling and cases of abuse. And so we'll be joined by our friends Kirsten Christensen from Side by Side Counseling, Sydney Millage from Clarity in Action, Joy Forrest from Call to Peace Ministries, and once again, Darby Strickland from CCEF and Jeremy Pierre from Southern Seminary, helping us understand biblical counseling and domestic abuse. If you are looking for a somewhat comprehensive, although you can only be so comprehensive in six track sessions. But if you're looking for, again, a somewhat comprehensive, robust understanding of biblical counseling care and domestic abuse, this is the track for you. When you combine the practical knowledge that you're going to receive from this track with the theological insight you're going to receive from the plenaries, then what you're walking away with is 10 sessions focused entirely on our call as biblical counselors and this role of working in cases of domestic abuse. I cannot think of any other resource this robust or this complete from a conference perspective than what you're going to receive at PeaceWorks Live. For me, if you are building your team and you are looking for team-based approaches to domestic abuse, this is the conference that you want to attend. You want to make sure that the majority of your folks that maybe are just now learning, just now growing, just now stepping into this work, are attending the Biblical Counseling and Domestic Abuse track, while certain folks are specializing by going to the trauma-informed track, as well as individuals going to the Men of Peace facilitator track. Now, in the old, you know, infomercial age, it is important to say, but wait, there's more. Everyone who attends PeaceWorks Live is also going to receive our bonus material, and this is Developing Church Policy. This is a new video resource that's going to be included with every in-person and live stream purchase, and that's by our friend Ben Marshall. So I told you we tried to assemble the widest collection of biblical counselors, and so Ben was with us last year at PeaceWorks Live. He's unable to be with us live this year, but has graciously agreed to construct a series for us, a video-based series that everyone's going to receive. So once again, you're a pastor, you're counseling director, you're thinking about equipping your team to handle domestic abuse. Not only are you as the leader and everyone in your group going to receive this incredible video resource, Developing Church Policy and Procedures with Ben Marshall, you're also going to be able to hear all of the plenary sessions as a group, Theology of Domestic Abuse. You're going to be able to send some folks to the Biblical Counseling and Domestic Abuse track, where you're going to get practical knowledge in one place, unlike anywhere else in the world right now. You're going to be able to send some specialists into the trauma-informed care track so that you can have counselors and staff members and team members on your team moving in a trauma-informed direction with biblical hope and gospel-centered solutions. And you're going to be able to send individuals that you believe can hold abusers accountable, practice educational strategies, and are committed to the sufficiency of Scripture in the Men of Peace facilitator track. This is the place to start building your team. So I bring all that up again over and over and over, because as I was talking with our leaders, as I was talking with our track leaders and our team members for this conference, what keeps coming up is churches, teams, they should plan to be here October 10th and 11th so that their team can be thoroughly equipped and prepared to respond to the sin of domestic abuse. Let's talk a little bit about registration. As I said at the time of this recording, if you're hearing this live on Tuesday of this week, March the 8th will end our early bird registration. So if you register before that period, it is $175 in person. That gets you everything. Get your seat in a track reserved so that you're in the track that you want to be in, get you all four plenaries with the worship environment, get you exposure to all of our exhibitors that are going to be there, ministries from around the country that work specifically in the area of trauma and abuse, and in the room with all of these incredible co-laborers who are working in domestic abuse and biblical counseling. After that date, the price goes up to $200. That's the kind of the standard rate. And there are live stream options that'll be available later. So I'm going to do a quick plug here. Live stream is going to cost you the same as being there in person. And I know there's more expenses to be in West Virginia. Some of you have to drive. Some of you will have to fly. But I'm telling you, it is worth being here in person. If you haven't had a chance to intersect and interact with the community associated with PeaceWorks, you're really going to want to do that. They are some of the best helpers and laborers in the country and around the world that'll be at this conference, and they would love to connect with you. We love to network. This is a lot of fun, if you can say that. Being such a dark topic, you'll see that we have a lot of excited, wonderful, committed people, and we would love for you to be part of that team. A couple other questions I would just like to consider. Can you bring a group? Yeah, you can actually talk to us about bringing a group, but we don't offer group pricing. So there's no discount for bringing a group. We're sorry. That's just how things are structured right now, but we absolutely would love for you to come in teams and actually divide your team up, send some folks to different tracks so that you can have your own debrief when you get back. Live stream, yep, we will be live streaming the conference. Be on the lookout for that. Just so you know, the trauma-informed track and the Men of Peace Facilitator track are not recorded because of confidentiality and some other aspects of IP. We keep those live only. It's the only place where you're really going to be able to get that training is live and in person. So live stream registrants will only receive the plenary sessions and the domestic abuse and biblical counseling track. So you will be in the same room live stream wise with those two set, those 10 sessions, the four plenaries and then the BC track. And you also receive access to the policy material. Some of you have asked if you can view the live stream in a group. Reach out, all right? I want you to go to chrismoles.org and scroll down to the PeaceWorks event page. That'll get you all the information that you're looking for. It'll help you find our frequently asked questions, and this is one of those. If you are interested in having a group watch the live stream, then you're going to need to reach out to us via email. So make sure you head over to the event page, go through the frequently asked questions, and let us know if you're interested in hosting a larger group, say, at your church via live stream, and we can talk you through some of the ways to do that. One other question I think might be important here. Recordings will be available for purchase after the conference is concluded. So these are going to be two separate tickets. The recordings will include the combined plenary sessions as well as the biblical counseling and abuse track. And we'll have more information for attenders about that as the conference goes on. All right. So I hope that at least gives you a little bit of a teaser and maybe it compels you to go over to chrismoles.org, head down, learn more about the conference. This is going to be our best event yet. And we want everyone interested to be part of PeaceWorks Live 2024. We believe this is the Domestic Abuse Intervention Training Conference for you. It is the only place you're going to find this collection of speakers and expertise and case wisdom. And the only place you're going to find that is PeaceWorks Live, October 10th and 11th, 2024 in Winfield, West Virginia. So don't hesitate. If you're hearing this in real time, early bird pricing will be ending soon. Go ahead and get your tickets. Reserve your seat in the tracks that you want to attend. And then we'll look forward to seeing you guys in West Virginia. I want to thank you all for listening to the PeaceWorks podcast. I know a commercial maybe was not what you had intended to hear, but we are so excited about this event and wanted to make sure our podcast listeners were aware of the event, that you had a chance to sign up and be part of PeaceWorks Live 2024. Again, we appreciate everybody so much for being part of the PeaceWorks podcast. We're so thankful for you. If you would do us a favor, if you're benefiting from what you're hearing on the PeaceWorks podcast, would you rate, review, subscribe, follow, whatever it is the platform you're listening on asks you to do, would you let them know that you value the PeaceWorks podcast? Once again, if you want to know more about PeaceWorks Live, head over to our website, chrismoles.org, and scroll down. You'll see all the information about PeaceWorks Live, whether it's an exhibitor information, event and registration information. You'll see all of that at our website. Thank you again for being part of the PeaceWorks podcast. Until next time, friends, God bless.